USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is welcoming the new chief of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
We're here to welcome our outstanding new chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley. Mark, I want to congratulate you. You're my friend, you're my advisor, and you deserve this position. I never had a doubt. Congratulations.
Milley is replacing Marine General Joe Dunford, who's retiring. Vice President Mike Pence is also attending the formal ceremony near the Pentagon. The Senate would have to take up the impeachment of President Donald Trump if the House effectively votes to charge the president. That's at least according to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky.
Yeah, it's a Senate rule related to impeachment that would take 67 votes to change. So I would have no choice but to take it up. How long you're on it is a whole different matter.
McConnell speaking there on CNBC, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Is it possible that an ancient mystery lies behind today's news? The events of the world, world leaders, even Donald Trump, and the events of your life. Could this mystery even reveal the future events that are yet to come? Jonathan Cahn, the New York Times bestselling author of The Harbinger, The Paradigm, and The Book of Mysteries, now brings The Oracle. Prepare to be blown away. The Oracle by Jonathan Cahn. Available on Amazon and wherever fine books are sold.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The recently fired White House National Security Advisor makes his first public speaking appearance since leaving office. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has a story from Washington.
John Bolton gave one of his trademark pessimistic outlooks on the prospects for getting North Korea to give up its nuclear weapons.
He may try to get relief from international sanctions. He may make some concessions, but under current circumstances, he will never give up the nuclear weapons voluntarily.
Bolton, who was fired this month by Trump amid policy disagreements over North Korea and other issues, made no mention of the president in his speech to that forum on Korean security. He also avoided any discussion of President Trump during a brief question and answer session that followed.
New York Republican Congressman Chris Collins has resigned his seat effective today. Collins is expected to plead guilty to insider trading in a court appearance on Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
As the impeachment inquiry of President Trump continues, Vice President Mike Pence is said to be as calm and poised as he can be. Well, I had a chance to catch up with Tom Lombasco. He's author of a new book titled Piety and Power, Mike Pence and the Taking of the White House, and he says he believes that Mike Pence is more focused on 2024 than everything that's going on right now with President Trump.
Yeah, Pence is, based on my reporting, where Pence is where he's been through the entire Trump White House, which is kind of in a survival mode. And remember that they're looking forward to 2024. There's nothing official, but by most accounts, most people expect Pence to run for the White House in his own right in 2024. Now, the Ukraine thing is clearly probably more dangerous to him than Russia. He was able to avoid any bullets in the Russia investigation, but here we have, and Trump pointed out himself that Pence was involved in conversations with Zelensky. So there's clearly some concern there, but remember, Mike Pence is supremely cautious, and he's very good at this. He didn't get there by being sloppy.
And finally, week four of the NFL season wraps up on Monday Night Football with the Pittsburgh Steelers hosting the Cincinnati Bengals. Kickoff is set for 8:15, and you can find that game on ESPN. For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.